The announcement of a trade deal that boosted our markets. I'm Danielle Drotsman with your farm news update. After a few days of lower grain, we saw a nice bounce back in our grain markets midweek. And I am reading about a recent trade deal. And Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag is here to tell us more.
I think it certainly helped the soybeans and the soybean meal. You know, that seems to be the talk, is that Indonesia was coming in and looking to try to, you know, maybe buy in some soybeans from the U.S. They did promise, they do have an agreement to buy a million metric ton of wheat from the U.S. already on, an agreement for that. Now it looks like they might be coming in and adding soybean meal to the mix and soybeans, as they promised to buy, I think it's $4.5 billion worth of goods. So that certainly is, I think, helping to add a little bit of push to the market.
We also keep talking about how there is no weather threat to our grain, but Randy says that there are some weather concerns slowly starting to develop.
We're also seeing a little bit of weather concerns out there. It's now in the 6 to 10 where they're showing a little bit of warmer, drier conditions moving into the Corn Belt. And I think that added a little bit of push to the soybeans and the corn today as well.
And even on our USDA crop progress report on Monday, we had some great condition ratings out for both corn and beans. So we are really starting to see this crop develop nicely.
It is. I mean, it is certainly, developing, at a nice rate. The crop is starting to look a little bit better out there. As, we're getting some growth, we're getting some heat to see things advance. We're still a little bit behind as far as crop development, where, we need to get some more growing degree days. But, we're certainly advancing, which is kind of a nice thing to see. Soybeans finally starting to see a little bit of better, crop ratings, as that saw a pretty good jump in the last week's report. Corn stayed steady, but it's still rated at one of the highest since, 2016?
Again, that's Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag on this Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotsman.